The doorway to life is a happy childhood. To help you find this doorway for your child, the Columbia Broadcasting System invites you to listen to The Case of Tommy, age 6. Tommy, whose mother couldn't love him.
Tommy.
Yes, Daddy?
Hey, Tommy, go get me a wet towel.
What's the matter, Daddy? You drunk again?
Go get that towel, I tell you.
I'm getting it, Daddy.
Oh, ooh, my head. Hurry up there, Tommy. I'm burning up.
Here, Daddy. I made it good and wet.
Oh, gee, Tommy. You sure know how to take care of your daddy. I always say you're the only regular one in our whole family.
Why didn't you come home, Daddy? I've been waiting every day for you.
So you found your way home, Tom Drake. I was hoping I'd be rid of you for good this time.
Oh, shut up and don't start your nagging. Go on, get out of here, both of you.
Mama, did you ask Daddy if he took my silver bracelet?
What's she talking about?
You know what she's talking about. And what about the clock? I suppose you sold that, too. Is that where you got the money for a 3-day bath?
Don't worry. You'll get your clock back. Kids will get a bracelet, too. I got plenty of those. Plenty.
Don't talk so big. When they catch up with you this time, it won't be for 6 months. A fine father you are. Steals his own kid's bracelet.
Mama, please don't fight. Daddy couldn't help
Tommy, you shut up and get out of here. You're just like your father, a good-for-nothing.
He's not a good-for-nothing. Don't you say...
Don't you talk back to me.
Hey, you're taking hands off of him. Come over to me, Tommy. I won't let that old witch hit you.
Just an old witch. That's what you are.
Oh, witch, is it? Well, I'll show you. You're going to be just like your father. A no-good drunk. You look like him. You act like him. You're just a second Tom Drake.
Take your hands off of him if you don't. Stop hitting him.
You should have got more of this when you were a kid.
Don't leave him alone.
Daddy, don't.
Stop!
Let go!
Just like you. Knock a woman down.
What's going on in here?
What's it to you? You Tom Drake?
Who are you?
Sergeant Hart, police headquarters. The chief wants to see you, Drake.
What did he do this time, Sergeant?
Plenty, ma'am. It seems that your husband likes to collect other people's jewelry.
Who beat you up, lady?
Who do you think? My loving husband. I hope he gets all that's coming to him.
Where are you going to take my daddy?
Shut up, Tommy.
Get your hat, Drake.
Tommy won't be beating you up for a while anyway, ma'am.
A lot of good that'll do me. How are we going to eat and pay the rent?
Are these your kids?
Yes, sir.
Well, just call the child welfare. They'll help you. That's what they're there for. Come on, Drake.
Don't take my daddy. Don't take my daddy. Don't take my daddy.
Tommy might have overcome some of the handicaps of a poor environment if he had not resembled his father so much. If he hadn't resembled the man his mother hated so bitterly. And she had good cause to hate him. He was brutal. He was a drunkard and a thief. And he certainly didn't try to make her or the children happy. Here was Tommy, the image of his father, a constant reminder to his mother of all the unhappiness that her husband had brought her. There was no way for her to get even with the man. But Tommy was a child. Tommy was helpless. And so he became the scapegoat for his mother's hatred. When Tom Drake went to prison, his wife obtained a divorce and remarried. Then there was a new baby. And this made more complications for Tommy. He not only had his mother's hatred to contend with, but he also had to adjust to a new family situation.
Mamie, have you any idea where your brother could have went? I can't find him anyplace.
I don't know, Papa. I haven't seen Tommy all day long.
Didn't you find him, Joe?
No.
Oh, dear, he's been gone since 9 o'clock this morning, and here it is after supper. Not a sign of him. Mamie, I thought I told you to clear the table.
Yes, Mama.
Joe, I don't know what I'm going to do with that boy.
One thing I know, whipping the tar out of him doesn't help. We tried that.
Every time that kid goes out, he gets into some kind of trouble.
And he's a sneak, too. Know what he did to me, Mama?
No, I don't know, and I don't want to know.
He went and took...
Keep quiet, Mamie. Thought I heard something. Mamie, go open the door and see if it's Tommy.
What are you going to do to him tonight, Mama?
Plenty.
Here he is, Mama. He's been hiding. I bet he's been listening, too. You were afraid to come in, weren't you, Tommy?
Oh, yeah? Who's afraid? I ain't done nothing.
Staying away all day is nothing. Don't you live here anymore? Where you been all day?
Oh, just around.
Around where? Come over here and empty your pockets, all of them. Let's see what you stole today.
I won't. I ain't stole nothing. Stay away from me.
You better empty them pockets quick, or I'll do it for you.
I ain't done nothing. Let go of me. I didn't do nothing.
Oh, now you woke the baby, too. Mamie, go in there and rock her until she goes to sleep again.
Why do I always have to rock her?
Oh, quit your yelling.
A new cap pistol, a new top, new marbles. I bet you were in the 5 and 10 again, weren't you?
No.
And where did you get them? I suppose you bought them, huh?
Yeah.
Where'd you get the money?
I ran errands for Mrs. Kent.
Now I know you're lying. She told me she hadn't seen you all day. You're just like your father. That's how he began, taking little things and then big things. And where'd you get him? In jail. How would you like that?
I don't care. I want my supper.
Well, that's too bad. You don't get any.
What do you want to do, starve me? I want my supper.
You're not going to get a bite. Now you march yourself up to bed.
You don't give me something to eat, I'll run away every day, and I won't come back.
Oh, no, you won't. You won't run away. I know how I'm going to keep you home tomorrow.
How? What you going to do to me now?
You just wait and see. I know what I'm going to do. You'll stay in the backyard today. You won't want anybody to see you all dressed up in your sister's clothes, will you? You won't run away now. And you're going to take care of the baby, too.
Oh, Mama, please give me my pants.
Nothing doing. And I'm locking the gate so you can't get out. Oh, look, Agnes. Look at the cute little girl who's going to take care of you today. She's going to see that you don't fall and hurt yourself. Here's a ball to play with, darling.
That's mine. Give me that ball.
That's not your ball. You stole it anyhow. Now, you take care of your baby sister. And don't make her cry.
You're not my real sister. My dad's better than your pop any day. Your pop's afraid of her. My dad ain't afraid of her, and I ain't either.
Hello, little girl. What's your name?
Mamie, you shut up and get out of here. You go away from this gate.
I don't have to, and you can't make me. You're only a little girl with ruffles on her dress. You want my hair ribbon too, little girlie?
Mamie, you get out of here. Now look at your dress. Now I haven't got any ruffles.
Mama! Mama, Tommy's tearing my dress!
That'll show her. She can't put Mamie's dress on me. I'm not a girl. She wouldn't do this to my daddy.
Tommy,
he'd show her.
What did you do to Mamie's dress? Oh, you tore it to pieces. Nothing but shreds.
Please give me my pants. I'll be good. I'll be good,
I
Mama.
I know you'll be good. Now you're going to get a licking.
Please give me my pants. I'll be good. I'll be good.
Well, Mrs. Wilkins wailed the tar out of Tommy. What good did it do? It relieved Mrs. Wilkins' feelings for the moment. But it only made Tommy more angry, more determined than ever to get even with his mother. He'd show her. He'd be a big, strong guy like his father. He'd be bad. Yes, Tommy knew how to get even with his mother.
Hello, Mrs. Wilkins.
Oh, it's you, Miss.
There's
Kent.
Something I got to talk to you about. It's Tommy.
Well, what's he been up to now? No good, I'm sure.
Well, Tommy was helping me around the house, and I give him a quarter. Then I went to the store, but I left my handbag on the dresser. When I come back, a bill was missing, and Tommy was gone.
Tommy? Come in here.
Tommy's a good boy, Mrs. Wilkins, but he can't go on taking things.
He's just like his father. Tommy, come in here.
I'm coming.
What'd you do with the money?
What money? I didn't take any money.
Turn your pockets inside out and let me see.
I haven't got any money. See? I ain't got anything.
Where'd you spend it, then? You've been gone all day.
I didn't take her old $5.
How did you know it was $5? That settled it. I'm going to call the police and have you taken away.
Oh, Mrs. Wilkins, do you think it's the best thing to do? Tommy's...
No, Mama, please don't send me away. I didn't mean it. I couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it. That's what your father always said. He couldn't help being a worthless, good-for-nothing thief.
He wasn't. He was good to me. And if you put me away, I'm going to be like my father anyway. He's better than you are.
You see, Mrs. Kent, I always knew it was in him. I've got to put him someplace where he'll learn that he has to behave.
I hate to see him take him to the juvenile court, Mrs. Wilkins.
Well, maybe I won't have to. There was a lady at the child welfare. Maybe she'll know where to put him so he'll grow up right. I'm going to talk to her first.
Mrs. Wilkins, you must have patience.
Well, Miss Todd, you said that new people here at the Child Guidance Clinic could help Tommy.
But it does take time.
Well, he's been here twice now, and he hasn't changed a bit. I think he's just got to be put someplace, Miss Todd.
Well, it would be better if you could keep him, Mrs. Wilkins. Dr. Higgins thinks that in time he may be able to do something for Tommy.
Oh, that's not going to help him, just seeing a doctor. Somebody's got to put a fear into him. That's what he needs. It's for his own good.
Well, if you don't want to keep Tommy...
Oh, I didn't mean that I wanted to get rid of him. I can't use big words, and maybe I don't express myself very well, but I told you all the bad things that he does.
Yes, I know, Mrs. Wilkins. But many children are full of mischief. They don't mean any harm by it.
But Tommy does. You don't know him like I do. He's nice and polite here at the clinic, but you should see him at home. Just like his father. Looks like him, acts like him. I'm afraid he's going to grow up to be like him, a criminal.
Aren't you expecting Tommy to act like his father because he looks like him?
Why, no, not at all. He's got his father in him, and he can't help it. But I want him to be good, and I don't see any hope for him unless he goes to a reform school.
He's too young for that, Mrs. Wilkins. Perhaps the best thing to do is to find a good foster home for Tommy, with someone he could learn to trust and who would trust him. I think we have just the place for him. A Mr. and Mrs. Edgar Brown. Their son is married now. They've offered to take a boy. I think that would be best for Tommy.
Well, I can't tell you people what to do, but I don't think it'll work. I know I can't handle Tommy, and I don't think anybody else can. Of course, you can try if you want to.
Eight ringers for you, Papa Brown. You won. Don't we have time for another game?
No, I can't play horseshoes all day, Tommy. I've got work to do. Besides, I'll only win again. Why do you always let me beat you?
You play better than I do, I guess.
Oh, no. I've seen you do much better with the kids.
Would you get mad if I beat you?
No, of course not. That's part of the game.
Well, I get awful mad when the kids beat me. Sometimes I hate them.
I wouldn't hate you if you won. Now, you try to beat me tomorrow, huh?
I sure will. You're okay, Papa Brown.
Tommy, I want you to go to the store.
Okay.
Well, Edgar, I thought you'd gone.
Oh, Tommy wanted to play a game of horseshoes, and I thought I'd just limber up a bit.
Limber up a bit. Tommy, I want you to get a quart of chocolate ice cream. Your mother said she might come by to see you. Here's the money.
Okay. Gee, ice cream. I'll be right back.
You know, Mary, I can't figure out why that boy's mother had so much trouble with him. He's just a real boy.
Tommy! Oh, Tommy, your mother's going now. Come and say goodbye to her.
You're going to go so soon, Mom? Gee, you've hardly been here at all.
I only came by to see how you were behaving. Mrs. Brown's been telling me what a good boy you've been.
I have been good, Mama Brown, haven't I?
Yes, you have, Tommy. We get along fine.
And you haven't done any of the bad things you used to do at home.
Oh, I wasn't so bad.
Oh, you weren't. Well, you just made a nervous wreck out of me, and I couldn't even keep you. I'm telling you now, if you start running away and stealing again, Mrs. Brown won't keep you either. Then you'll have to be put away for good.
I think Tommy's going to be all right now.
He's only been here a month. He's still on his best behavior. You wait and see, Mrs. Brown. There's a devil in that boy, and you better watch him. Now I have to go. Goodbye, Tommy. You be good.
Goodbye, Mrs. Wilkins.
I hope she never comes back.
Why, Tommy, she's your mother.
Well, I hope she never comes back talking like that.
Well, you just go on being a good boy and she won't. Oh, say, you left your chemistry set here on the table.
Well, what of it?
Take it to your room, please.
I don't have to. I don't have to do anything if I don't want to.
Tommy, take it and put it on the shelf in your room where it belongs. Tommy! Tommy, what's the matter with you? You knocked it out of my hands when I was trying to help you. Go get the dustpan.
I won't. You're just like all the rest of them. Always want to boss me around. You can't boss me, see? I can be bad if I want to.
Tommy, you know you can't behave like that here.
Oh, you shut your trap.
Tommy.
Blabber, blabber, blabber mouth. Blah, blah.
Tommy, come back here.
Try and make me.
Tommy, where are you going?
None of your business.
Come on, Mary. It's 11 o'clock. You'd better go to bed.
Oh, Edgar, that poor boy out on the streets at this hour. I couldn't sleep anyway. You go on up. I'll sit here in the kitchen and wait for him.
Well, I'll turn out the light. Maybe you can nap a little bit.
All right, dear.
Good night, Mary. And don't worry. He'll come home.
Tommy, it's you.
You old sneak. Hiding in the dark to catch me, weren't you?
Oh, no, Tommy. I wasn't hiding. I guess I must have fallen asleep. Well, where are your shoes?
I took them off and left them in the hall. I didn't want to wake you up.
Now, that was very thoughtful of you, Tommy. Did you have any supper?
No, ma'am. Gee, it's nice and warm in the kitchen, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. I've been keeping your supper warm for you. Go on. Sit down there at the table.
My mother never used to give me any supper when I ran away.
No? Well, here it is right now, and here's your milk. Where'd you go when you ran out this afternoon?
Oh, I just walked and walked. And then I didn't have any car fare to get back. Boy, chicken. This is good. Don't you lock the door at night? Somebody could sneak in and steal things.
Well, I didn't lock it on purpose, Tommy. I knew you'd be home.
When your boy was little, was he ever as bad as me?
He was bad sometimes. But he was never as bad as you were this afternoon.
I don't know what makes me so bad. It comes all of a sudden. Is Papa Brown mad at me?
No, Tommy. He was sorry that you ran away, but he didn't get mad. Why, you aren't eating, Tommy. I'll bet you're sleepy.
I guess I am. I never was so sleepy in my whole life.
Well, you'd better go on to bed.
You can spank me now if you want to.
Spank you? Oh, no, Tommy. Come on, let's go to bed.
Gee, you're a funny mother.
Yes, to Tommy, Mrs. Brown was a funny sort of mother. She didn't get angry, and she didn't punish him when he was bad. He would have felt better at that moment if she had spanked him. He would have felt that he had paid for being bad. And strangely enough, he would have felt that Mrs. Brown cared for him. His own mother had always punished him. All mothers were supposed to punish their children. Tommy couldn't understand Mrs. Brown. He was suspicious of her goodness. Of course, he wanted affection, but he couldn't believe it would last. He was certain that someday Mrs. Brown would get so angry with him that she would send him away. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. He wanted to know the worst. So he kept on rebelling and defying Mrs. Brown, trying her patience again and again.
Hello, Tommy.
Hey, where'd you put my top?
Well, I haven't seen it, Tommy. You had it last, isn't it, up in your room?
No, I've been looking for it for 2 days. You come help me look for it.
Oh, I can't do it now, son. I've got all your shirts and blue jeans to iron. Tommy, don't lean against the ironing board like that. You almost knocked it down.
Well, I want my top. All the other kids are playing with their tops, and I want mine. You must have put it somewhere.
Look, I told you once, I haven't seen your top. Tommy, get your hand off the ironing board. I don't want to burn you.
Well, give me a dime.
Give me a dime to buy another one.
Oh, no, you've had your allowance. Don't tell me you've spent it all.
Yes, and you don't give me enough allowance anyway.
25 cents a week is enough for any 9-year-old boy.
Tis not. You better give me a dime.
Tommy, get away from this ironing board or I might burn you.
No, you won't. You're too dumb. I'll burn you first.
Tommy! Oh, my hand. Oh, Tommy, you deliberately pushed the iron right into my hand. Hurry, get the Vaseline from the cupboard.
Get it yourself. You wouldn't do anything for me, so I won't do anything for you.
Go to your room, Tommy. Go on and get away from that table and leave my purse alone.
You won't give me a dime, so I'm going to take it.
Oh, no, you're not. Put my purse down.
There, take your old purse.
Tommy, if you keep this up, you cannot stay in this house.
So you don't want to keep me either, huh? Well, I don't care. I'm going to be bad any place I go.
But you don't really want to be bad, Tommy.
Yes, I do. I want to be just like my father. And he was a bad man. He was very bad. I'm going to show everybody. I'm going to be just as bad as he was.
Oh, stop that, Tommy. I've heard enough.
You shut up, you old rat. There. That's what I think of you.
Tommy, you hit me.
I don't care. I'm going to be bad. And I hope they send me to the electric chair.
Mrs. Todd, I don't see how I can keep Tommy any longer.
Oh, I know how difficult it must be for you, Mrs. Brown. We told you we expected Tommy to go through a period of bad behavior.
Yes, but what I can't understand is that he was so good the first weeks we had him.
Well, can you recall when his bad behavior started? Did anything happen to set him off?
Well, I remember the first time he ran away, his mother had been to visit him, and of course she'd told me the bad things that he'd done. This made Tommy so mad at her that he just went into a tantrum and stormed out of the house.
Well, you see, Mrs. Brown, Tommy loves his mother, no matter how bad she is to him. And he still can't accept the fact that she's given him away. His bad behavior now is to test you, to find out whether you're going to give him away, too.
Well, I don't see how I can stand it any longer. I'm just not strong enough.
Well, if you could possibly keep him, Mrs. Brown, I can't begin to tell you how important it is for Tommy. If you reject him, he'll feel that no one can ever love him. Then he'll believe that his mother was right, that he was born a bad boy. And he'll be convinced there's no use even trying to change.
Oh, I would like to keep Tommy. There are times when he's so sweet and affectionate, I feel very close to him. Then again, he frightens us so much that I'm not sure it's even safe to keep him.
Tell me, how does he behave when he comes home after his visits to the clinic? After he's seen Dr. Higgins.
Oh, I meant to tell you about that. He's much better then.
I'm glad. You see, Dr. Higgins feels that Tommy has really improved. And he thinks that you deserve most of the credit.
Oh.
You've given him love, done things for him. Tommy needed a father, too. Even if he can't show it yet. He's found what he needed in you and Mr. Brown.
Oh, I'm not sure, Miss Todd. And it's very hard to punish him. He's so strong. And truthfully, I don't really want to.
Mrs. Brown, it's very important that you don't punish him at this time. You see, when Tommy's bad, he feels guilty. He really feels ashamed of himself. And punishment wipes out these feelings. Then he can start all over again being bad. You were bad to him, he'll be bad to you. And so it continues, a vicious circle. If you act like a policeman at this time, if you punish him or threaten him with a punishment, he'll never feel the need to be responsible for his actions. He won't develop a conscience. He'll never develop an adult sense of responsibility. He will never grow up.
Then would it mean reform school?
Yes, and probably worse. But if we can help him to accept you as a mother, Tommy will be a different boy.
A few weeks after Mrs. Brown's talk with Miss Todd, Tommy visited his mother and stepfather. It was a very important day in Tommy's life.
Tommy, will you get your head out of my paper? Can't you wait until I'm finished?
I only wanted to make sure of the date.
What difference does it make to you? It's the 26th.
Mama, it's the 26th of March today.
And tomorrow's the 27th, so what?
Don't you remember?
Oh, don't bother me now. I've got to get supper ready. Get away from the stove. Mamie, get the plates out and set the table.
Mamie, do you know what the 26th of March is?
No, I don't, Smarty, and I don't care. Is it some president's birthday?
No, it's mine.
Mama, Tommy's lying again, ain't he? He says today's his birthday.
But it is, Mama. Don't you remember? The 26th of March.
Oh, I remember the day you were born, all right. I almost died. And where was your father? In jail.
Then you're 10 years old, Tommy. About time you started behaving yourself.
Mamie, you didn't put down a plate for me. Mama, can't I stay and have supper with you tonight?
It's 6 o'clock, Tommy. You better be starting home to Mrs. Brown.
Mama, just this once, because it's my birthday.
Stop talking to me about your birthday. Here. Here's a cookie. Now go where you belong.
I don't want your old cookie.
That's a nice way to talk to your mother.
She's not my mother. She's not my mother.
Get out of here. Don't you come back. I told you to go where you belong.
All right, I will go. And I'll never come back.
Hey, Sonny, what's the matter? What are you crying about?
All right, go ahead, copper. Put me in jail. I don't care.
I don't want to put you in jail. Now, what are you crying about? Somebody hit you?
No.
You got a bellyache?
No.
Do you belong around here?
No.
Well, where do you belong?
Nowhere.
Well, kid, you better come along with me. We'll find out where you live. Good evening, ma'am.
Oh, good old fella. Tommy, where have you been? We've been waiting supper for you. Oh, good evening, officer. Tommy hasn't done anything, has he?
Oh, no, lady. He just got lost. I guess everything's all right now.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you, officer. Good night. Well, come in, Tommy. There's a surprise in the dining room for you, son. Close your eyes. Come on. You can open your eyes now.
A birthday cake. And my name on it, too. Gee.
Gee yourself, Tommy. Do you like it?
Do I? Gee, Mama Brown, you're the best mother I ever had.
Happy birthday to Tommy. Happy birthday to Tommy.
At last, Tommy was ready to accept a new mother. He had broken the bond that tied him to the mother who couldn't love him and had rejected him. But Tommy isn't going to be a model child by any means. There are many stormy days ahead of him. But he is on his way to a more normal, a happier life. It's too bad that Tommy had to be taken away from his mother, but she could not be convinced that there was any good in him, and that it was possible for him to look like his father, yet not act like him. Children do not inherit criminal tendencies. Such tendencies develop out of unfortunate circumstances. Tommy's case is proof that even with a bad start, a child, if given affectionate care and understanding, can become an accepted member of society.
Doorway to Life is written by William Allen and Virginia Mullen and produced and directed by William N. Robeson. Heard in tonight's story were Johnny McGovern as Tommy, Sarah Selby as the mother, Anne Morrison as Mama Brown, and Bill Johnstone as the commentator. CBS invites you to tune in again next week at this time for the story of Jean, age 7, a child with infantile paralysis whose parents did not know how to help her. Doorway to Life is based upon authentic case histories which have been approved by a committee of recognized authorities on child care, composed of psychologists, psychiatrists, pediatricians, social workers, and educators, and is a feature production of CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.